Let us take you to the future. To Westworld exclusively on Sky Atlantic and enjoy the future of TV viewing with our best ever Sky Q offer. Join Sky TV for £20 a month and we'll provide you with our new Sky Q 1TB box. You'll also get a free 32-inch Samsung TV. The future never looks so good. Search Sky Bundles before November the 3rd. Sky. Believe in better. Direct debit subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. Min contract and further terms apply.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer! Sir, yes, sir! Let me see your war face!
You're serious?
Ah!
You're serious?
That's a war face! Now let me see your war face! Ah! Bullshit! You didn't convince me! Let me see your real war face!
Greetings, Pipe fans, to hear another edition of In the Square Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything that's going on in boxing for the last week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. I am Felipe León, international editor of FightNews.com and also the co-host of Boxeo Tijuana every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Boxeo Tijuana. And every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, with our next show being November 3rd, the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León. Also, you can find me on Twitter at SDFights. But this show is called In the Square Circle, where we go over everything that has to do with boxing in the last week, news, notes, fight results, and the upcoming calendar. So with that said, let's move on to our hooks and jabs section. Well, that's what we call our news and notes. All right, former heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko has suffered a calf injury and is now out of fighting on December 10th. At this point, Klitschko was waiting for the WBA to accept his proposed fight with IBF champ Anthony Joshua. He was waiting for the WBA to accept that fight also for the WBA title. It's the vacant title that Tyson Fury left. But now he won't be able to fight anybody on that date. The 40-year-old Klitschko has not fought since November of 2015. So that is too bad. He really wanted to fight. He had mentioned in a couple of interviews that he really wanted to fight on December 10th. He had not fought all year. He's 40 years old. So now let's see how long it takes for him to recuperate from this injury and see what that does to his career. I mean, are we seeing the end of Vladimir Klitschko? I mean, how fast and how well can a 40-year-old Vladimir Klitschko recuperate from an injury like this? So we're going to have to wait and see what happens with him if we ever see him in the ring again. Filipino megastar Manny Pacquiao had touched down in Los Angeles to continue his camp for his WBO welterweight title challenge of champion Jesse Vargas set for November 5th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Pacquiao landed on Saturday night at LAX and was scheduled to report to the wildcard gym of Freddie Roach the following Monday, or that means today. You know, it's kind of weird. Obviously, we know that Pacquiao is very busy with his political career in the Philippines. But, you know, we remember the days when he would do his whole camp here in L.A. and it was a whole event and people would go and see him and everything. But more importantly, he was the whole time with Freddie Roach. So, you know, kind of interesting that now he has to come back to the United States and practically 2 weeks before the fight. So let's see how that affects him for the fight. It was made official. WBO ranked number 3 heavyweight Andy Ruiz Jr. will take on number 1 ranked Joseph Parker on December 10th. Despite somewhat of a physical advantage for Parker, top ranks Bob Arum believes he has a great chance to win the vacant title Tyson Fury left. This is the other title that that Tyson Fury vacated when he decided to go into rehab. Rumors of a sparring session where Reese Jr. got the best of Parker are circulating the boxing world, but as what I know, and Adam, not sure, maybe somebody can educate me if there is a video of this sparring session. But it is said that Andy Ruiz did get the best of Parker, and Parker actually even admitted saying that Ruiz Jr. busted his mouth or something like that. There is talks that the fight might move to the United States from New Zealand since Parker's promoter is having trouble securing the financing for the event from the government and sponsorship. The promoter saying that he's going to need at least seven figures in sponsorship and or government aid to be able to stage the fight in New Zealand. Dean Lonergan, that's the name of the promoter, said there's an 80% chance it moves to the States and it will be staged by Top Rank. So December 10th becoming a very busy date in boxing, because we have, you know, we were supposed to have that fight with Gennady Golovkin and Daniel Jacobs, but that got moved to the beginning of maybe February or March of 2017. Terrence Crawford is trying to fill up that date. So maybe since Terrence Crawford is with Top Rank and Andy Ruiz is Top Rank, well, maybe that's where this fight lands. But the word is that Top Rank is trying to make that Terrence Crawford fight versus a TBA in Omaha, Nebraska. They're trying to get the local university who has the venue there, the CenturyLink Center or something like that, reserved for the date, December 10th, some kind of basketball game. Top Rank's Bob Arum is trying to get them to move the basketball game so he could stage the Terrence Crawford fight on HBO there. And that would seem a little bit strange for Andy Ruiz Jr. and Joseph Parker to land on that date in Omaha, Nebraska. Obviously, Terrence Crawford is enough of a ticket seller himself to for him to fill out that venue and do very well as far as the gate. But it would be very strange to have that fight land there. But, I mean, if that's the date and Top Rank has Andrew Ruiz, I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be there. But then is there going to be the money there? I mean, if the guy's saying that he needs seven figures to do it in New Zealand, why wouldn't Top Rank need seven figures to do it here? I mean, they're going to want to get paid. So that gets very, very interesting for Top Rank, for HBO, and for everybody involved. Plus, I mean, I see Joseph Parker being on HBO, but is Andy Ruiz ready to be on HBO? That's another question, too. Same main event. I don't see why not. It is a title fight, so I'm sure the HBO would be interested. But I don't think HBO has the budget to put on Terrence Crawford and Andy Ruiz against Joseph Parker on the same night. And also, if it takes seven figures to at least make that fight happen. Another fight that is being scheduled for December 10th is the return of Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. He was supposed to be, or he was scheduled to return on December 3rd in Monterrey, Mexico, or perhaps Mexico City. But now the date has been officially moved to December 10th. The opponent is talked about to be Dominic Brich of Germany. He is best known as a mandatory challenger for WBO super middleweight champion Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez. Before the Mexican, that is Zurdo Ramirez, hurt his hand and had to withdraw in July. That fight was supposed to be on the Terrence Crawford versus Victor Postol undercard. The Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. fight against Brich is to be held at 169 pounds, 1 pound over the super middleweight limit. His younger brother Omar Chavez will also be featured on the card. Chavez Jr. has reunited with Sanford Promotions and the Azteca Channel in Mexico for this fight. And according to his legendary father, Chavez Jr. will continue to work with influential manager Al Heyman. In not so good news, soon to be 40-year-old Roy Jones Jr. stated he is addicted to boxing and has not ruled out retirement. He's recuperating from a right bicep tear from his last fight in August, where he defeated Rodney Moore via unanimous decision. In a quote, he stated, "I'm addicted to boxing. I don't think it is difficult for me to retire, but right now I don't want to. It is something I really enjoy and that I'm still capable of doing," he stated recently on a trip to Mexico City. This is coming from the man that two fights ago was brutally knocked out cold in Russia. And now Roy Jones is looking for another fight pretty soon, since he's almost recuperated from this injury He turns 48 in January, and more than likely he's going to end up back in Russia, where he is still very popular and a citizen, since the Russian government did hand him citizenship, I believe it was earlier this year. And that brings us to the end of our hooks and jabs section of the show here on the In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the last week. So now we're going to move on to our fight results. All right, Saturday, October 22nd from the Bell Center in Montreal, Canada, Eye of the Tiger Management brought us David Lemieux scoring a unanimous decision over Cristian Fabián Ríos in a 10-rounder at 160 pounds. Scores there were 192 times and 98-91. David Lemieux was pretty dominant, although he did mention after the fight that he was not too satisfied with his performance. He felt that he brought his hands down a little bit too much and allowed Ríos to score some clean punches. But now David Lemieux is in talks to maybe come back on that December 17 show at the Los Angeles, at the Forum in Los Angeles, on the undercard of Bernard Hopkins against Joe Smith. And if that is the case, then he would be looking for a fight against Saúl El Canelo Álvarez in the early 2017. But he did mention in an interview, well, actually his manager in an interview recently said that there will be no way that they would do a catch weight with Saúl Canelo Álvarez, that they want to fight at 160 pounds. From the Auditorio Municipal in Tijuana, Mexico, Sanford Promotions presented on Azteca and beIN Sports, bantamweight Luis Neri stopping Richie Meprenum of the Philippines in the second round of a scheduled 10-rounder. The official's time there was 41 seconds in the second round, while former female flyweight champion Arely Muncino scored a unanimous decision over Judith Rodriguez in a 10-rounder at super flyweight. Scores there were 190 and 99-91 two times. And former IBF junior flyweight champion Javier El Cobra Mendoza was stopped in the fourth round in an upset against unheralded Ulises Lara. Mendoza dropped Lara in the third round, but then he was sent to the canvas twice in the fourth, and he was stopped. So that probably means that he's going to lose a little bit of a ranking. He was getting pretty close up there again in the IBF and the WBC. This fight was at super flyweight. The official time whether it was 105. And finally, from the Arena Coliseo in Mexico City, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gave us also former flyweight champion Esmeralda Moreno scoring a unanimous decision over former two-time WBO champion Melissa McMorrow in a 10-rounder. Flyweight scores there were 190, 188, and 98-89, while 18-year-old undefeated super featherweight Eduardo Hernandez, Rocky Hernandez, knocked out Victor Terrazas, and I believe it was the second round of a Schedule 10, Victor Terrazas obviously beIN the former WBC super bantamweight champion who Leo Santa Cruz also stopped to win the title. And now that is the end of our fight results. Not a lot of action this last weekend, and even less action coming up, or actually almost the same action coming up this next weekend, in the last weekend of October, before we move into November, which we've been waiting with bated breath. So here we have the upcoming calendar here on the Squared Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the last week on the Leave It In The Ring Network. Friday, October 28th, from Laredo Energy Arena in El Paso, Texas, Top Rank gives us on Unimas Eric De Leon going against Aldimar Silva Santos in a scheduled 8-rounder at super featherweight, while Esquiva Falcao will face Gerardo Ibarra, also in an 8-rounder at middleweight. And on Saturday, October 29th, from the Palenque Vicente Fernandez in Gomez Palacio, Durango, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gives us former champion Cristian El Diamante Mijares versus Shohei Kawashima in a scheduled 12-rounder. Mijares will be defending his WBC silver featherweight title, while Francisco Chivas Rodriguez, also former champ, will take on Crimson Omayao in a scheduled 8-rounder at flyweight. While from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, Sanford Promotions on the Azteca and beIN Sports channel gives us Cesar Juarez versus Richard Puminkipik in a scheduled 12-rounder at super bantamweight. And finally, from the Coliseo Roberto Clemente in San Juan, Puerto Rico, This fight is actually on pay-per-view in Puerto Rico, but does not have a distributor here in the United States. Former champs Juan Manuel Lopez will face Wilfredo Vasquez Jr. in a scheduled 10-rounder at a catch weight of 129 pounds. And that brings us to the end of another edition, the 39th edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe León here on the Living in the Ring Network. Before we go, let me give you the full rundown of the schedule here on the Living in the Ring Network. Every Monday night at 4 p.m. Pacific, we have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya. They take all your calls and talk everything boxing for the last weekend and all the news that Steve Kim can share with us there. Every Tuesday, you get this show, the In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the week. On Wednesday is a flagship show, 6 p.m. Pacific. David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya talk boxing, different subjects, and take in your calls. And then every other Thursday, you get the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila, Mrs. Elena Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe León, talking everything female boxing. Our next show is scheduled for November 3rd. And with that said, we thank you, and we'll see you next week.